You're listening to Own Your Creativity with self-leadership coach Elizabeth Johnston. Welcome to day 8 of Empower Your Path, 30 days of self-leadership. What if your success in anything that you did in life all came down to your relationship with your body? I'm self-leadership coach Elizabeth Johnston, and I work with people who want to get back to who they were really meant to be. So far on Empower Your Path, we've explored the concept of self-leadership from many different angles, from victim-creator mode to poetry to gratitude, amongst others. And every day in your reflection question, I've been encouraging you to tune into how the mental work you're doing is landing in your body. Today, I encourage you to focus on your body and how you are partnering with it. What is your relationship with your body? How are you showing up in that relationship? Just like in any other relationship, it's a process of give and take. But when it comes to the body, we often take it for granted. We expect it to be there no matter what, no matter how we treat it, no matter how we feed it, no matter how we move it or not. It's like we're in a hierarchical relationship with our body instead of an equal relationship. The mind is at the top and the body is on the bottom of this power dynamic. You can't really be blamed for thinking this, though. Hey, Own Your Creativity family. We'll get back to the episode in just a moment, but I wanted to ask you what you thought about an idea I have. What do you think about an in-person podcast episode? It would be a live event with guest panelists. We'd record the podcast episode on site, and you get to meet the guests as well as network with each other. These in-person events would take place in the area of Montreal and the South Shore initially, and who knows, maybe we'd have more farther afield in the future. Does that sound like fun? Would you come to a live in-person podcast event? So let me know by sending me a voicemail at bit.ly/speak to Elizabeth, all lowercase, one word. And on this page, you simply click on the button that says start recording and leave your message. And if you have suggestions for shows, guests on the show, let me know that too. I'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas. So that's bit.ly/speak to Elizabeth, all lowercase, to signal by voicemail your interest in a live in-person podcast event of Own Your Creativity. Now, let's get back to the episode. Since we are the products of the Cartesian worldview, and so you ask, what is that? This all started back in the 1600s. A philosopher by the name of René Descartes came up with the catchy saying, "I think, therefore I am." And this ushered in a continual separation of the mind and body, even up until today. The mind is where we think, and the body is just an extension of the thinking mind, according to the Cartesian worldview, or that the mind and the body are actually distinct and separable. So this philosophy and worldview goes hand in hand with patriarchy and together dominates how we grow up and how we are influenced through education, and particularly in the West. So this Cartesian model can help us get things done through the power of thinking, but it relegates the body to an afterthought, if that even. However, eventually the body will react negatively to the way it's being treated. And when that happens, your body will let you down. Self-leadership invites you to view your body as a partner in your aspirations and goals. Without your body to keep your heart and your lungs and organs and all of that all going to support you, you don't have the opportunity to realize your potential. Who knows, maybe one day in the future, humans be just their minds, but right now we're grounded and tethered to a physical reality. So instead of saying to yourself, I need to make money and be successful before I can take care of my body properly. Try shifting your mindset to taking care of my body is essential for my personal and professional success. Think of those marathon runners. They have a mental goal, a thinking goal of achieving a certain distance. Then they create a plan to prepare for that, nurture their physical body in order to reach their mental goal. Now think of your business that you want to create or that memoir that you want to write. How can you prepare and maintain your body for that different type of marathon? Because it is a marathon. Any goal, any endeavor that you set yourself is some type of marathon. So how can you shift your perspective into partnering up with your body to achieve your mind and your soul's goals? That's what day 8 is all about on Empower Your Path. If you've just found us, you're invited to join us for free at bit.ly/self-leadership2024. The link is below this video or in the show notes, depending on where you have found this and where you're listening or watching from. So thanks for tuning in today, and I'll see you tomorrow for day 9. Take care, everyone.